Kalim chapter 12, Mishnah 6. Arba Dvarim Rabban Gamliel, Matame v'Chachamim Matarin. There were four things that Rabban Gamliel declared impure. They were susceptible to impurity, and the sages declared them pure. They are Kisoy Teni Shel Matekes Shel Balei Batim, the metal cover of a householder's hamper, which we dealt with in 12.3. Rabban Gamliel said that it is susceptible, and the Chachamim said it's not susceptible because it's merely a cover. It's never used as a utensil. Usloi hamagredos, the hanging loop of a strigle. Everyone knows what a strigle is?
Yes.
So he says a strigle was a curved metal blade used by the Romans to scratch their bodies in the steam bath. Interesting. Okay, so this... it sounds like a bit of a loofah. So the hanging loop, not the strigle itself, but the hanging loop, is a machlokas. The sages say it's susceptible only when attached, and Rabban Gamliel says it's an identifier utensil in and of its own right, and therefore it's susceptible in either case. So that's a strigle. Next case, for Gamle Klei Matkos, the unfinished metal utensils. When we say unfinished, the machlokas says whether they needed to be sanded or polished or not. That's a machlokas if that's the missing step. The tavle shenechleka shlishnam, and a tablet, this is talking about an earthenware tray that's split into two. They also machlokas if that is susceptible to tum or not. But they agree that if a tablet is split into two unequal parts, echad gadol ve'echad katan, she'agadol tama, they all agree that the larger part is impure, susceptible, va'katan tahor, but the smaller part is susceptible.